If I wanted to learn something, the covered the yontiv of Purim Katan, a kleini yontiv, a kleini Purim, but there are a lot of big things that are hidden in this small yontiv of Purim Katan, and that's how it is. That's how it is bichlal by the yom tovim that are. That we don't know that much about, the complete or the complete light of those Yom Tovim have not been explained in the Nigla of Torah, and we have to dig deeper. So we're going to learn a piece from the Pre-Tzadik. We'll just try to run through it very quickly. A piece from the Pre-Tzadik from Tzadik HaKohen Lublin on Purim Katan. I didn't focus that the first few lines, I'll say it outside. But Reb Tzadik begins with the end of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, which I'm sure everybody knows, that the end of that chelik of Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings 2 days regarding, the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days regarding the inyan of Simcha on Purim Katan, and the Ramah ends with a pasuk in Mishlei, V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid, V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid. That the heart that is good is always celebrating, and from there the Ramah comes to the conclusion that we make a little bit something extra to do something on Purim Katan, a little bit the Ksas Epis, something to make on Purim Katan. And Rabbi Tzadik is explaining here what this little something is, and we'll try to just cover what we can, do a little bit. We're not going to be able to finish. So we'll pick up on the first line on page Reishit, where it says V'chein kan she'siyim b'pasik zeh after l'chayr ein l'shaychus l'kan rak l'sayim b'dovet toiv. So Tzadik says it's interesting how the Ramah ends Arachayim with this pasik v'toiv lev mishter tamid, which doesn't seem to be directly related to this halacha. But it seems that the Ramah is trying to end. We know that in general we try to end on a good note, and that he's ending Arachayim with a beautiful pasuk of V'tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid. But what's the deeper shaychus? Yerushalmi b'zeh, the b'pshuta in a move on Hashanem V'tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid V'chimisha Tayv Libay Shaysa Tamid. He says first let's try to understand the pshat in the pasuk in Mishlei, where it says V'tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid. The simple pshat is that a person who has a good heart is always drinking. Is always having a drink. So the Reb Tzadik says, "V'chimisha tayv libay shaysa tamid." What does that mean? That a person who has tayv lev is always drinking? The Rashi pirish ala samech b'chelko. Therefore, Rashi couldn't accept the simple pshat, and Rashi says that the pasuk's talking about samech b'chelko, ukiilu nechtar v'tayv lev kim mishta tamid. That a person who has a good heart, it's as if he's always drinking, meaning if a person is samech b'chelko, if a person is happy with his chelik in life, it's ki'ilu that person is all the time experiencing that simcha of being in a mishta, of having a drink. Ve'ein odover v'hipuchayk, that even a poor person, even if he's somebody who has very little, but if he's happy with what he has, then it's like he's always celebrating, meaning he's always having a good drink, because the same way that a person, even if that person's life is not particularly good, but if he has a drink, then even though it's not so good, it could look better than it is. So a person who's samech b'chelko, it's kimishta tamid. It's as if he has that experience of being able to take that little bit and to enjoy it and to have a tonic from that little bit. Avagam zeyesh lahavim. But this too, Rebbe Tzadik says, we need to understand. V'chimal yusehi mishta tamid. Is that a maila, mishta tamid, that a person's life should be like it's always drinking, always celebrating? Okay, samech b'chelko is a very wonderful midah. But that he's samech b'chelko, that it should make him into a person who's kemishta tamid? Kama psukim mishlei begnus sheisa yayin. Other rabbi. There are a number of psukim, on the other side. There are a number of psukim a number of psukim in Mishlei in the same sefer that tell us that drinking is not something which is looked up to in Tanakh in general. Begnus sheiser yayin, to have a drink, to have a drink every now and then of wine is wonderful, but to be toiv leiv mishdet tamid, that the pasuk is telling us a mile of a person who's a toiv leiv, who Rashi says means samech b'chelkai, that it's mishdet tamid, it's like he's always drinking. What's the mile of always drinking? That's looked down upon in Tanakh. K'may she'amru k'siv leitz hayayin k'siv, meaning that one of the signs of leitzanus is a person who is drinking a lot of wine. It's not looked up to. It's not a good thing. So if you want to say, okay, it's not talking about mamish drinking, mishta tamid is a way of saying that the person is always celebrating, always rejoicing. So a Jew who is samech bechelko is always in this state of celebration, not that he's as if he's always drinking. So Rav Tzadik says, Gam Zeino Maila. Who says that's also Maila, to always be in this state of celebration? The Matzino Chazi to have a Kabod Achtuva Amalai B'chol Etzav Yemaitse. The Gemara tells us, well, the one Tzadik saw the other one, that it was Bod Achtuva, that he was always happy. He said, you know, B'chol Etzav Yemaitse, which means that there is also a Maila for a person to occasionally to stop and to be more somber and to think about certain things that I guess sober him up from that state of mishta tamid. So being in a constant state of mishta, even without drinking, is that a maila? Achyei Shleim, Rab Tzadik says a very beautiful thing. Achyei Shleim, the toiv leiv. What does it mean here on a deeper level? What is talking about toiv leiv mishta tamid? That pasuk is talking about Purim Katan, that the Ramah brings for Purim Katan. What does it mean, Toiv Leiv? So Rav Tzadik says, Achyei Shleimer, the Toiv Leiv, Homi Shelibai Toiv. It means a person whose heart is good. The meaning of that is, Shahirik Hayet Sahar Mehalev Ksil Lesmailai. A person who has succeeded in removing the Yetzahar from his heart, removing any trace of evil from his heart. V'yesh le'rak leiv toiv, leiv echad la'aviv shebeshamayim. So he's not divided anymore, b'chol levavcha. He's not divided. His heart is no longer split. His loyalties are not split. This person's heart is turned entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leiv toiv means b'chol levavcha mamish. His entire heart is only filled with good. His entire heart is only Hashem. Shagam ha'lev asmali nasa toiv. This is what's called in Tanya is hapcha, the transformation of evil into good. That even the left side of the heart, which is normally the place of the Yetzirah, even the left side of the heart has been fixed, so it's only good, it's only toiv. V'tamid b'simcha. Mela, the person is tamid b'simcha. And the tzaddik says, yes, if a person has all kinds of, if a person is in the midst of this battle with his Yetzahara and he's celebrating Tamid, that's a fault. But if a person has been able to remove the evil from the left side of the heart, and his heart therefore is now defined as Taiv, such a person is Tamid B'Simcha. U'kamei she'amar b'yoma hu yashem echad. So Purim Katan is a taste of the end of time, regarding which it says in the pasuk, "Bayomahu Yashem Echad Ushmay Echad," that on that day Hashem will be one, and His name will be one. So the Gemara in Pesachim asks, "Otu Haidna Lav Echadu?" What do you mean by Yomahu? On that day Hashem will be one. He's not one now. What does it mean? Only when Mashiach comes, Hashem will be one. So the Gemara answers, "There's a chiluk between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba." In this world, this is a world of Yetzirah and Yetzirah Tov. This is a world of good and evil. And in this world that's divided between good and evil, sometimes you make a bracha Tov HaMeitiv. Unfortunately, there are other times you have to make a bracha Dain HaEmes. This is a world that's split, that's divided. Upirish Rashi, She'ein Sham B'Soyerah. But when Mashiach comes, Rashi explains, Yeh Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad, God will be one, means he's one now also, but we don't understand. We don't understand Hashem's oneness. To us, we see that there's two, there's good and evil, meaning that there's two ways of life. There's Toiv and there's Ra. There's Yetzer HaToiv and there's Yetzer HaRa. When Mashiach comes, the Gemara says, everything is going to be HaToiv HaMetiv. There's no longer going to be that split vision. There's no longer going to be that way of looking at things. In this world, there's the opposite of good. We're living in a world where there's the opposite of good. Therefore, even though we believe that everything Hashem does is for the best, everything that Hashem does is good, but only on that day, only on that day will it be clear to us how everything is good. Right now, it's not clear to us. Therefore, we would be dishonest if we would say, God forbid, when someone dies, if we would say, Atayv Emetiv. We would be dishonest because we don't see the good in someone dying. We believe in it, but we don't see it clearly. Therefore, if this world is a world divided between Tayv and Ra. Everything is Tayv because everything that Hashem does is good, but we don't see that it's good. So in our lives, we have a bracha for when we see something is good, we say, Atayv Emetiv. When it appears to us that something is not good, we must take a step, then we accept Hashem's judgment. But we don't really celebrate the death of a person because even though we believe that it's for the best, we're still in pain. We don't see the good of this. And so it is with all of life. When Mashiach comes, Bayomahu Yashem Echad Ushmay Echad. Ubemes Gamba Ilam Hazar Oimim Pamayim Bechalyom Bekriyish Mahashem Echad. We believe that Hashem Echad. And therefore we say every day, we know that everything is good, everything is Hashem. Aval misha zoich lozeh, margish be'emes, b'shas kriyashma, shashem echad. And therefore it's possible for a person who's zoich, for a tzaddik, a person who's zoich, it's possible for that moment of saying Shema to actually feel it in one's heart, to be able to believe to such a degree where a person can feel in one's heart Shashem Echad Kula HaToiv HaMeitiv, that everything is Mamash LaToiv, everything is good. Vahaymu Shakol LaToiv. Kamay Shomer Rabbi Akiva, where do we see such a tzaddik? We see by Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva said La'olam Yehi Adam Rogi Loima Kol Ma'ador Rachmon LaTav Ovid. Rabbi Kiva, Herul Hamtekev, Shekol Anasu LaToiv, the Ma'aseh of Rabbi Kiva, when he came into the town, with the hard time to go through right now, and I'm sure you know the story, the light going out, and the animal dying, Akol Panim, Rabbi Kiva was able to Megala, he was able to show that every, Rabbi Kiva always said, Kol Ma'adav Rachmon is LaTav, everything that Hashem does is Toiv, and to him it was absolutely clear, and he was able to show them afterwards, you see, that everything was Toiv, because if the animal would have made a sound, and if the goyim would have seen the candle burning, then we would have also gotten killed, because there was a pogrom over there, so we would have also gotten killed. So Kol Ma'adav Rachmon is LaTav. So Rabbi Akiva believed to such a degree that it was clear to him. It was clear in his heart that it was Mamash LaTav. Afterwards he showed it to the others that it's LaTav. Shekol Anasu LaTav, Va'amil Hu Lav Ami, didn't I tell you? I told you that everything is Latayv. But B'shas Ma'aseh, when it was pitch dark, when that candle went out, and they were sitting there in the dark, that wasn't Latayv. And when the animal died, that wasn't Latayv. They needed to ride on the animal. That wasn't Latayv. Rabbi Akiva said, B'shas Ma'aseh, Kol Ma'adav Rachmon is Latayv. And he showed it to them the next morning when they came to the place and they saw that the people were killed. And then if the animal would have made a sound, or if the goyim would have seen that fire, they would have also been killed. So he was able to show it to them afterwards. You see, that's what I told you. Kol Ma'adav Rachmon LaTav. Loi k'may shomim mikaydem chayiv adam levarach lekablunim b'simcha. What the Gemara says is that in our lives, in this world, even though death is something which we experience as ra, we mastik the din. We say, Baruch atah Hashem k'nam elcham, dayin ha'emes. Dain Hamas means he's the true judge. We believe that in our minds that he's the true judge. But to be able to say HaToiv HaMeitiv, to be able to say HaToiv HaMeitiv on something which we experience as Ra, that's only when Mashiach comes. The Kabluna B'Simcha, to accept Hashem's Gzeiris with joy, It means even though I don't experience this as good, I'm suffering from this. Nevertheless, we try to make the bracha b'simcha. We try to say bracha Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Ha'olam, Dayan Ha'emes. We try to make it b'simcha, even though in our brains, in our hearts, we feel that when this person died, it's a tragedy. So the best we could say is that when a person owes money, when he pays back the money, he feels good. Okay, but if he wouldn't have owed the money, if he didn't have to dish out the money, he would have felt even better, right? So we understand that a person can say the bracha, the kablinu b'simcha, that he's able to be mekabel Hashem's decree b'simcha, to say the words b'simcha, that I've paid back, or somehow this is finished, this inyan, and I believe this is latayv. But in all honesty, only when Mashiach comes, Bayomahu Yashem Echad Ushmayachad, will we truly recognize and feel in the depths of our hearts and understand it clearly that it's tayv. Right now we don't have that. Avomidas Rabbi Akiva, but there's a midas Rabbi Akiva, such a big tzaddi. Haya Shehekesh Amaisihu Latayv Amamish. Rabbi Akiva was in such a madrega that even in this world, when he said he was able to be in that madrega of Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad, and he walked around like that, with that behirus, that clarity that it's everything is mamish toif. Ve'ena bechlal ra. It's not at all ra. Bechlal not. It's not ra at all. And he mamish felt that. Remember how Rabbi Akiva left the world. He was tortured to death, and he left the world saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad, ve'ahavtas Hashem. And his Talmudim said, Rebbe, even now, and he said, my whole life I'm waiting for this opportunity. That's how he died. So this, Reb Tzaddik says, is the meaning of Toiv Lev. A Rebbe Kiva Toiv Lev. The Toiv Lev we're all going to have completely when Mashiach comes, and all of the Ra, all of the doubts, all of Golus is going to be erased from our hearts. And we'll be on that Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, which is Toiv Lev. That's what means Toiv Lev. It doesn't mean just to be happy or to be Samech Bechelko, like Rashi learns like that. Toiv Lev means, Zel Toiv Lev, Misha Libay Toiv. A person whose heart is Toiv. Shemivar Harami Lev Ksil. That person who has burnt and destroyed all of the Ra from the heart, like Rabbi Akiva. So he's able to be in this world me'ein olam haba. He's able to live in this world with that clarity of the next world. That's called a toiv lev. Toiv lev. That person of toiv, who has a toiv lev, lev toiv, mishta tamid, shu tamid b'simcha. That person is tamid b'simcha. That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. Tamid b'simcha. People are going to die when Mashiach comes. People are going to still die when Mashiach comes. But at that time, we're going to say the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. Because it's not going to take away any joy. It's not going to make us sad when someone dies by Mashiach. Because then it'll be clear to us, Hashem Echad. So therefore, it'll be Toiv Lev, Mishta Tomit. U'mishta, haynu k'derech shnemar, eshesu b'yayin mesachti, yena derais v'debal peh. So what does it mean, Mishta? So what is this drinking? What's the Toiv Lev? Mishtet Tamid. What was the drink? What was Rabbi Kiva sipping all the time? What was the Toiv Lev? Mishtet Tamid. The one whose heart has been purified of all evil is always drinking. What's the drinking? So Rabbi Tzaddik says the drinking is the drinking of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Torah. Because we find that it's called Yain Masachti. Masachti means a Masachis of learning is also called the wine of Torah, which is referring specifically to Torah Shebaal Peh and to Panimi Satara. A person like Rabbi Akiva, remember the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is Kula Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of all Torah Shebaal Peh. His heart was so saturated with the wine of Torah that he was able to come to that Madrega of Toiv Lev, of everything being good, of removing all evil from the heart. That could only be with Torah. Kevin Shemisakin Ayideh Harav Chochma Harav Kaz. It says Barav Chachma Rav Kaz, because Rabbi Akiva was able through his Rav Chachma, because of the great wisdom of Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah is that Torah is Elokus. And through that Limud HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva, he was able to come to the Madrega of Toiv Lev. With the through that Rav Chochma Torah, he was able to erase, to destroy the Rav Kahas, the anger and the evil and the misery that's in our hearts, that's torn between the good and evil that we see in our lives. Umevayar Harami Halev Ksil L'Smoylei. He's able to burn away all of the Yetzirah that's on the left side of the heart. Rabbi Kiva Zachal Zahmida. These are matters called Yakarasa Ein Lezer Rabbi Kiva Chaverev. The Rabbi Shlomo Niglu L'Mayish Niglu Rabbi Kiva Chaverev. The Rabbi Kiva was zeicher to see that which even Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to see. In other words, Rabbi Kiva was able to come to a place beyond this world. Shesherish Torah Shabal Peh. Rabbi Kiva Chazal tell us is the root of Torah Shabal Peh. And each and every one of us can taste of that madrega. We can't live like that every moment, like Rabbi Akiva, but we could taste of that madrega b'shas kriyishma. Shemasik hayichud dekula hatoiva hametiv. That b'shas kriyishma, a person is able to have a taste of that, which that everything is toiv. Everything is toiv hametiv, and a person is able to feel that joy of leiv toiv, mishter tamhin, by kriyishma. Because in the Gemara we're told there in Brachos, when he told him that, how could you be happy all the time? You're supposed to be a little bit sad. We're in Golis, it's Olam Hazeh. So he said, I'm not tefillin menachna, I'm wearing tefillin. So when you're wearing tefillin, you're besimcha. Why? So Tzadik explains, because the Ikke Mitzvah Tefillin is Hashem Echad, is the Yichud Hashem, the Shema Yisrael, that's the Parashiyas of Hashem Echad. So while I'm wearing Tefillin, it's clear to me that Hashem is Echad. The Kula Teiv HaMeitiv. V'chein Holchem B'Tefillin B'Shas Kriyishma. Tamid. That's why we wear Tefillin B'Shas Kriyishma. U'kshe Zoyche L'Hasig HaYichud. When a person is Zoyche to feel this Yichud, to understand and to feel B'Shas Kriyishma, this Achdus, this Hashem Echad, that's true simcha. In this world, we can't experience. A person can't live like that. Rabbi Kiva, big tzaddikim maybe, but we can't live like that because true simcha comes from that awareness. Doesn't mean everything is good. It means that awareness, that certainty that everything be'emes is good, even that which is bad. Since the only time we can really experience that is by Kriya Shema, so for that moment we can have that joy of the end of time, which is by Yomahu Yashem Echad Ushmay Echad, which is a Taiva Meitiv. And that is the sherish, the root of the miracle of Purim. What's the celebration of Purim? What's the simcha of Purim? What's the toiv lev, mishter tami, that we could even feel on Purim cotton for a little bit? What is that? Purim is the yontiv of mechias amalek. And amalek is ra. Amalek means doubts. Amalek means that divided heart between good and evil, between not being able to fully believe that everything that happens is latayv. That's why Amalek is the gematria suffik. No matter how good we are, no matter how much we try, we always feel inside of us that there's something not right, there's something wrong, there's something bid, there's something that's ra, and we still have the yitzhar, we can't get rid of it. That's Amalek. Purim is the yontav of mechias Amalek. Shuzman mechias Amalek shusherish yitzre bisha. Amalek is the root of the Yetzirah. That's the Yetzirah, that's the snake. Amalek, Haman, the snake in Gan Eden, that's Ra. K'meshom v'zara kodesh. V'az yikiru hakol hatoiv v'shohay adeg zeres Haman. What happened by Purim? While it was happening, everybody said, oh, is this bad? This is terrible. And then after the nes happened of Purim, Everybody was able to see that was all Hakol L'Tayv, Kol Madar Rachman L'Tayv. Just like Rabbi Kiva showed them, that everything that happened was L'Tayv, that when the animal died, when the donkey died, it was Tayv. When the candle went out, it was Tayv. When they were there, they said, how is this good? What's good about this? It's pitch dark now, we had no way of getting anywhere. The animal died. What's going to be with us? Right? Then they saw. Rabbi Kiva showed them. Rabbi Kiva said, B'shach Mai, Rabbi Kiva was living in that place of Hashem Echad. He said, no, Kol Madar Rachman L'Tayv Mamish. And he was able to show it to them the next morning that the whole town was wiped out. That they were saved. So Purim is Mechias Amalek. Mechias Amalek means that at the time that Purim was going on, everybody was crying. This is terrible. This is horrible. Afterwards, then they were able to look back and Mordechai Nesser showed them, no, all the time Mordechai knew all the time that it was Taif. The tzaddik felt all the time it was Taif. But he was able to bring the people to that point where they were zeich to the Nes of Purim, and then he showed them that, you see, the whole story was good. The whole thing that's happened was all the Taif. And it's all over the Hapechu. So that thing is Taif Leiv, Mishnah Tamid. If not for the decree of Haman, the Jews would never have had a hechatimtzer to wipe out all of Amalek, what they did over there in all 127 places. They would never have done that. It's because Haman came with his gzeira, and Achashverosh stamped it, and they were all going to be killed, and now the whole maisa happened with Esther, so not only was it repealed, but then the Jews were given to be able to make a mechias Amalek. And Arach Lehem Ayivayim, for that Nes of Purim. V'laharog me'amoy, rak ayidei gzeiras haman nahafoichu, ashe yishl tu ayyudim hei b'saneim. And that was a whole nahafoichu. V'azikiru l'akol ha'toiv. And then everybody saw, wow, it's taka true. Kol ma'at ha'rachman is l'tav. Everything is l'tav. While that was happening, we experienced it as ra. The emes is now we see that it's akol l'tav. That's the whole Yom Tov of Purim. That's why it's connected to the drinking of wine, because wine is Yayin Masachti, which means Torah Shval Peh, which is Rabbi Kiva, and only when a person is Mamik, like Rabbi Kiva in Torah, he's able to come to that Nakuda of Kol Ma'ad Ovid Rachman Zatav. L'hai Gzeira Ram Yikara Klal. It was never a big Gzeira, even though I thought it was. Raksibu L'Taiva. The whole thing of Haman was only that which brought about all the Taiv. It was the best thing that ever happened to them. Shiuchu L'Asu M'chias Amalek. That gave them the ability to make a Mechias Amalek. Like Margulis Mitzrayim, Shabashas Etzara, Yetzara. It's different from Mitzrayim. When they were slaves, they were never shown how that was L'Toiva. They got out of it. But Hashem didn't show them what was the Toiva over there. Bashas Maisa, that wasn't L'Toiva. I mean, Mashiach will show how that was L'Toiva. But Bashas Maisa, when they were in Mitzrayim, it was Ra, and then the Ra was finished, and now it's time for the good stuff. But Purim, we saw that all of that was the Toiv. By Pesach, it was Bishas Maisa, it was Ra, and then they were taken out of the Ra. But by Purim it's different. Here they understood that from the beginning, every single second was all the wheels were turning, it was all the Taiva. Haman's yontiv became our yontiv. Shal Goyrel Hay L'Tav Aseinu comes out that Goyrel that he made to destroy us was L'Tav Aseinu, was the best thing in the world. They wouldn't have ever been able to have a Mechias Amalek if not for Haman. Now he goes to a little bit of a pilpul, which I would love to do, but I'm worried we're not going to be able to finish the piece. He goes through the Gemara and Tosfos, the Rif and the Ran. What exactly is the root of the two days that I brought down in Shulchan Aruch about whether or not in our times Purim Katan deserves any kind of recognition? What do we do? Do you read Megillah? You don't read Megillah. Do you have a Mishnah? Do you have a Suda? You don't have a Suda. Do you have Mishlach Manas or not? The Mitzvahs of Purim. So what happens on Purim Katan? So let's skip a little bit. So the bottom of that column. You know, B'chol Megillah Ksiv Losh Nasiya. Because it's funny. Is it a Purim? Isn't it a Purim? We have no other. We don't have any other Yontav like that. What is Purim Katan? If it's Purim, then it should be. Then make a full Purim. If it's not Purim, then what are we doing? There's no difference between the Purim Katan and Purim Gadol except for Mikra Megillah and Matan Sefer. What is that? But it still has a din of Mishnah V'Simcha. Therefore, it's also a Hesped of the times, right? You're not allowed to have a Hesped on Purim Katan. You're not allowed to fast on Purim Katan. What happened here is that it has some sort of a din of Mishnah V'Simcha. Therefore, it's also behesped of Atanis, but we don't actually have a din of Suda, of having a meal, and we don't have Mikra Megillah. So the question is exactly what is the nature of this day? Right? So Pesach Sheni is a tashlumim of the Pesach that's missed. That's not the same thing here. It's not the same thing. It is compared to Yom Kippur Katan. There is a shaykhus, because Purim is Yom Kippurim. And therefore, Purim Katan is a shaykhus to Yom Kippur Katan. But we're not going to have time to talk about that here. He doesn't go into that. But let's look what he says. V'nei b'chol ha-megillah, k'siv lash na'asiyah, oisim es yom. He says, throughout the Megillah, we find the word la'asos, asiyah, doing. Throughout the Megillah, over and over. More than any other place in all Tanakh, in succession, the word asiyah, doing. L'kaim, says, v'yos oisim, l'kaim aleim, v'yos oisim es yom. La'as oisis al yimei, mishda v'simcha, mishlach manas, umatanas lev yoinim. Pekima v'kibul yas oisim ishnei yomim. The whole Megillah, oisim, la'asis, oisim. V'zeksiv l'kaimis igeris ha-purim hazos shenis. Now it says, to be mekayim, this letter of Purim, shenis, the second time, shenis. Sh'l'kaim b'maisei kriyas ha-megillah mishloach manan sumatanas levyonim tiknu rak ba'odah ha-sheni. Now, the din is, the halacha is, that the mitzvahs of Purim, we actually, lemaisa, la'asos, igeris ha-purim shenis, l'kaim igeris ha-purim shenis, we actually do Purim, other sheni. That's when you observe it. So what's the other reason? Tiknu rak ba'odah ha-sheni, b'shnasi ibern leap year, we only have Purim the second month. V'azeh shayach tam, mismach gulu l'gulu, the Gemara gives the reason, that we want to have the gula of Purim right next to the to Nisan, which is the gula of Pesach, because to be samech one gula to the other gula, aduf, linina takana b'maisa. That's the lamaisa of Purim. That's the lasais. This karm v'nasim, l'kayim. So the actual physical observance of Purim, the asiya of Purim, is in a leap year by other sheni. Why? There should be lisma gula l'gula, right? There should be the gula of Purim next to the gula of Pesach. Now the Gemara says that Mikra Megillah Matan Sevyon, that is Ein Ben Zelavis. What means Mikra Megillah Matan Sevyonim? Who b'maisis galus and neis shoslavus and b'zmanazev is oneg rak b'sheni. He says that's only neig right by the second other. We only read the Megillah, which is revealing the neis. When they read the Megillah. When we read the Megillah, we see the whole story, right? Then it becomes clear to us. Oh, it's Takel Atayv when we read the Megillah. Avol Shoyrish HaMitzvahs B'Leiv. But now he's talking about what's Purim Katan. Shoyrish, he says, Shoyrish HaMitzvahs B'Leiv. Before you hear the end of the story, before you read the Megillah, other Rishon, we don't read the Megillah, right? Other Rishon is the inyan of Toiv Leiv. That's what the Ramah ends with, the Pasuk Mishlei. Toiv Leiv, Mishta Tamid. Why? I was Shoyrish HaMitzvahs B'Leiv. Even though the actual practical physical observance of the mitzvahs of Purim is only by other Sheini, but the Purim of the heart before it actually unfolds and takes place, that's an other Rishon that already is by other Rishon. That's called Purim Katan. I will cherish and mitzvahs b'leiv, kemish shneim b'shem chedesh Adar nikru. Both of them are called the month of Adar. It's not called Shvat Beis. It's called Adar Aleph. Could have been called Shvat. If it was just about of the Luach, it could have been called Shvat Sheni. It's called Adar Rishon. Because it means that just like Rabbi Akiva that night was saying, I'm telling you, even though you don't see it with your eyes, but it is good. It's all good. I'm telling you, I feel it is good. Then only later on they saw it. And this whole world is like that. Because in this whole world, by Shema, we feel it, but we don't see it until Mashiach comes. And it's really everything that happened to us, everything is good. We don't see it until Mashiach comes. So we have this Yontif of Purim Katan, Reb Tzadik says. What's Purim Katan? Other Rishon. He says, we don't actually read the Megillah. We don't actually give out the Matan. We don't actually have the Taiv. But the Inyan of Other Rishon is that the shurish is that feeling of the heart of toiv leiv mishta tamid. It's to have that sense of Rabbi Akiva of kol adam rachman latav before it actually happens. While we're still in Golis, while we're still in this world, before we read the Megillah, which is only other sheni. Ukshabo hazman hazeh ba'adir rishon gam kein zman mechias amalek. So when we come every leap year, we come to the first month of Adar, it means that there's also an inyan in the heart. Physically, we don't see it, but there is something happening of Mechias Amalek. There's an inyan of Mechias Amalek in other region that begins. Margish, in other words, that the evil of this world, the Ra, the Yetzer Hara in our hearts, is also experiencing some Mechia, some erasing in this month of Adar region. So Margish Ha'adam, therefore, a person is able to feel in Adar region the joy, the happiness that we normally can only feel if we work hard on a Kriya Shema. Margish Adam Belev, Bechinas Mishtav Simcha V'Toyv Lev. A person is able to feel a Toyv Lev during the month of Adar region by Purim Katan. Shechayim L'Sakin Halev Ksil L'Smoylai. Because there's a Bechina of Mechias Amalek that's taking place, not physically, but somehow that's taking place, and the heart can feel that, and therefore it's possible for a Jew to taste of the end of time of Mashiach of Toiv Lev. Even though you don't see it with your eyes, you feel it in your heart. She says, Ik Mechias Amalek, Yitzir Bishop. The Ik Inyan of Mechias Amalek of Amalek is the Yitzhar. So that's why you have a longer Zman. It's Nibiru. The guys who love learning, this is their favorite year. The best year for learning is when you have a Nibiru, right? It's a Shana Mubarak. It's the best year for learning. Guys who love Torah, who are in yeshiva and they love learning, this is great. For the guys who are not into it, the first time they hear on other region, Rosh Chodesh, other region, some Chazan sang Halal, a little bit the Nigin of Mishanich Nesada to something to Halal, they're already starting to pack their bags. They're looking, they can't take it anymore. They want to get out. But the guys who love Torah, they know that they feel in their heart the Rebbe Akiva, which is Torah Shabbat Peh, which is Yai Mesechti, which is the Indian of wine, which is Toiv Lev Mishatam, which is Torah, which is the Pneumius, and all the truth, that everything is Latoiv. And there's a Mechias Amalek, even if you don't see it with your eyes. And they feel already the Toiv Lev. It's the best time to learn. It's the best year for learning. The guys are not into learning. They can only have, it's Lismar Gula Lagula. They're already aching to get out of yeshiva already by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then they're stuck in the 2 months of Adar. It's a bitter year. So the yeshiva says, you can't leave. Where are you going? So he says, I heard them sing by Halal. No. So it's time for me to stop packing. No, we have it's an Ibiyur. Oh, yeah, it's very, very bad. Besara, he has to make a broch of Dain HaEmes, that he has to stay in yeshiva an extra month. But for the one who's Be'emes Ben Tayyar, he's filled with the Toiv Lev, Mr. Talmud. This is Ik Mechias Amalek, yeah. Mechias Amalek, Yitzhar Bisha, Kamei Shamanah Mezak, Mela, Nesa, Behesped Vitanis. Look what happens. On Purim Katan, there's no Hespedin. It's as if death loses its hold up. What's a Hespedin? Hespedin means, oh, they were crying over the Ra, over death. So Purim Katan is also Behesped Vitanis. Kevin Shuzman Mishta V'Simcha B'Leif, because it's a taste of Mashiach when everything is tight, and we feel the tight. So there's no Hesped and there's no Tanis. V'Hainu Shugam Kein Zman Hisgalus or Torah Shabal Peh. It's the time of that Hisgalus of the light of Torah Shabal Peh. V'Alzeh Nemel Yehudim Haisa Eira. So it says in the Megillah, Yehudim Haisa Eira, the Jews had light. The Darshu and the Gemara says Zutayr. Because when there's a Mechias Amalek, then we're able to see the light of Torah Shabbat Peh more clearly. So like Yehudim Haisa Ayra is Torah. Behind Torah Shabbat Peh, Shnikus Ayra, Lashon Nekeva, the Mekabel Torah Shabbat Torah Or. The Zachar, the Torah Shabbat is Torah Or. That's Torah Shabbat, which is Zachar. Torah Shabbat Male, Torah Or. But Yehudim Haisa Ayra Zutayra is Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the feminine, which is makabel from Torah Shabbat, like the female receives from the Zachar. So Tyra Or is the Zachar, that's Torah Shabbat. Like Yudum Haisa Oira is feminine, in the feminine form, Oira with a Hay, which is the feminine, which is Torah Shabbat Peh. Vayidei HaRav Chochma, Zorichin L'Sakin HaRav Kaz. And through the Rav Chochma of Torah Shabbat Peh, we're able to have a tikkun of the Rav Kaz, of what? Of Amalek, of Yetzahara, of sadness, of death, of misery, and so on. Vayinu Leakol L'Sharish Esarah Milei Ksil, L'Smoylai, to uproot the Yetzahara that's in the left side of the heart. L'Yisrael Rak Leiv Echad, Leiv Toiv, to have one heart that's without the Yetzahara, one heart That's like what's going to be Mashiach comes by Yom Ahu Yashem Echad Hashem Echad, where there's no longer the heart that's divided, and it's V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavka, the entire heart is only Hashem. And therefore, V'tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Therefore, the Rama ends the halachas of Purim with Purim Katan, Tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Mishta Tamid. Umargish Hashimcha B'leiv Shekol Mashkash Baruch Hu Ayhu Shekol Mashkash Baruch Hu Aisa Hula Tayva. The Tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid means that when the Yetzirah is removed from the heart, which is the Inyan of Purim Katan, when we taste that, Mishta Tamid. That person, like Rashi says, is always able to be happy. He's always besimcha. Why? Because that's what's going to be when Mashiach comes, when it's clear to us that there's no ra, when it's clear to us that everything is good, when there's no longer any ra inside of us that's pulling us to the wrong thing. Just like in Olam Haba, we're all going to recognize clearly that everything is hatayv ameitiv, everything is good. So then this could be Megillah v'noyach, kiyom ha-shanoch v'am Yehudim ha-yveim, ha-hainu ha-nayach ha-balev. What does it mean, v'noyach? They rested on Purim. What does it mean they rested on Purim, at Shushan Purim? What does it mean they rested? The Tzaddik says, Noach means that the heart is at rest. He says, in this world, the heart is not at rest, because there's always that inyan of Amalek, there's always that suffix, there's always that which is pulling at the heart the wrong way, the Yetzirah. So therefore, a Jew can never have Menucha, because there's always the Yetzirah that's bothering him, there's always something that's shepherding him, that's nagging him, that's pulling at him. But in the Megillah it says, Noach, they had what? Menucha. What is Menucha? What does it mean to have rest from our enemy? The biggest enemy of a Jew is the Yetzirah. The Megillah says we had rest from our enemy, because rest from the enemy means Mechias HaMalik, but there's no longer Yetzirah that's causing you not to have peace of mind. It's taking away the restfulness and the tranquility of the heart. That's why we're pulled towards bad things, so the heart is not resting. But on Purim behind you says, that's the Menucha of the heart. That's the meaning of Menucha. Al derech shenemar b'zayir kodesh, al yom haShabbos b'yom hiniach Hashem lecha. Like it says in the Zayir Kodesh about Shabbos, the Shabbos is the day when we have rest from our enemies. Rest from the enemy means the Yetzirah. That's the enemy. Menucha on Shabbos, the menucha of Shabbos means that on Shabbos a person is able to come to that madrega where he's not bothered by his Yetzirah. It's also a taste. Shabbos is a taste of Yom Shkula Shabbos l'chai olam. It's a taste of Shabbos at the end of time. U'min ha'avayda kasher shehu. That's what we're learning about on Friday morning. We're learning the Shiurim on Shabbos. That on Shabbos, even though a person is still in his state of Golus, even though he's still in his inyanim of this world, but he's able to come to that madrega of what? Of Klum Chaser Bebeis HaMelech. A feeling that there's nothing missing. Everything is taif. Everything is taif. Behind the way, they shall mark your shakal l'taiva. By recognizing that everything is l'taiva. And that's what happened on Purim and Shushan, where we saw everything was Be'emes L'Taiva. Even though we still were subjects of Achashverosh. Like the Gemara says, we don't say Halal on Purim because Akatia and Achashverosh. We didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, we weren't free. We were still subjects of Achashverosh. But in Golus, to be able to know that Hakol is L'Taiva, that everything is L'Taiva, that's Purim. And that's Purim Katan. It's come to that point where one heart of a Jew is together with the other heart of a Jew. Where the heart is no longer torn. I like this guy, I don't like that guy. This guy's my friend, this guy's not my friend. I like this about that guy, but I don't like that about that guy. So therefore, Mishloach Manas Yisrael means Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, like when we came to Maimon HaSinai, and for that moment, it was Echad. Everything was one, not just in Hashem Echad, but inside of ourselves, there was no longer Yitzhar telling me something bad about that guy. So therefore, on Purim, the end of Mishloach Manas is Yisrael Ehu. But on Purim Katan, we don't physically do that. Physically is Lasais. Lasais is other Sheini. Purim Katan is what? In the heart. In the heart. All of these feelings. That Reb Tzaddik says that takana was only for other sheni. But on Purim Katan, the leiv sarach af ba'odah harishim liyached halavavish. You call yisal ki ishachad b'leiv echad in the heart. That we could work on Purim Katan already. By there's a zeich in the skalas or tyra. After that would be zeich in the skalas or tyra. Kamei b'matan tyra. The next page. Like it happened by Matan Torah on the other side. Yisab Mechilta Vayichan Yisrael Ki Ish Echad Lo Yevechad. Like Chazal say, it says Vayichan in the singular by Maimon HaSinai. It doesn't say Vayachnu. And Chazal went out from there. Ki Ish Echad Lo Yevechad. By HaSinai became the system of Dreg. So this goes back to what the Kohen is saying. That the whole Inyan of Rebbe Kiva, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Yayin, which is the wine of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Inyan of Maimon HaSinai and Matan Torah, brings a person to that point of Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad, which you experience also. The Inyan of drinking is when you see that that person that you thought you didn't like, when you drink, you like him. So that Inyan of Torah is to come to that Madrega of Maimon HaSinai, which is Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. They say Zoch L'Matan Torah. Through that Inyan of Ki Ish Echad Belev, that's what's Amalek? Amalek means that I have a suffix about you, that maybe you don't like me, so I don't like you. Well, that's Amalek. When we came to Maimon HaSinai, the hachana for Maimon HaSinai was what? To try to erase from our hearts that Inyan of Sinna. So we came to that point of Vayichan, which is Kish Echad B'Lev Echad. And there was Zoych for Maimon Matan Torah. We see Va'emes Va'ashalom Ahevu. Shayideh Shekol Echad Mevakesh Dvar Emes Nasim Kish Echad B'Lev Echad. Maimon HaSinai means everybody wants the truth, then you become. When everybody wants the same truth, then you become Kish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's what happened by Maimon HaSinai. That's what comes to learning more and more Torah. Even though physically we only keep it by the other shiny, but belev kish echad belev echad, that's by Purim Katan also. Shugam kein zman hisgalus Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the zman of that hisgalus in the heart of Torah Shebaal Peh. Zatam leinizka b'mishna rak kriyas hamagilah matanas levyanei leinizka b'mishna mishloach manish shenoig rak b'shem. That's why the Mishnah says ain ben. Other Rishon and other Shani, there's no difference between regular Purim and Purim Katan. The Mishnah says, except for Kriyas Megillah Matanas Levyanim. But the Mishnah doesn't mention, what about Shalach Manas? We don't send Shalach Manas Purim. I mean, I'm sure that at some point the candy stores and the universities and the stock organizations are going to try to work out Shalach Manas for Purim Katan. I'm surprised it didn't come out, that they didn't make such a thing. I saw an advertisement my eye showed me last night that there's a store in Flatbush that sells wine, and they're having singers come over tonight and having a whole kind of thing, advertising that come celebrate Purim Katan the way that it used to be celebrated, it says over there. And they're making in a liquor store, they're having some Jewish singers come, and they're going to have Divrei Torah, it says, and entertainment and so on. They're making a business from Purim Katan. They're making ready a business Purim Katan in this store, to make a business in the wine store from Purim Katan. So it's only a matter of time till that begins. Not a matter of time. It's starting that. These people are the first ones. The Mechazis and then you're going to start sending Shalach Manas baskets for $4,000 on Purim Katan. And then the hotels will have a Purim Katan special, and that's how these things are. Program. with guest speakers for Purim Katan. I'm surprised they make it because it comes out Friday. I thought for sure they're going to have Purim Katan weekends in the hotels and it's going to have all kinds of things. So the Ran says, well, it says in the Mishnah that we don't have Matanas Levyonim by Purim Katan. So Matanas Levyonim is also included in it, Shalach Manas. That's what the Ran says. It means also Shalach Manas. Why does the Mishnah say? So Rabbi Tzaddik says, Matanas Levyonim is only by the second. Because Matanas Levyonim, what are you supposed to do? Think in your heart that you're giving a poor person money at Purim Katan? That doesn't help the poor person if you have him in mind, right? So the Matanas Levyonim is only by the Sheini. Ain ben other Eastern other Sheini. But Mikra Megillah and Matanas Levyonim, because Matanas Levyonim, remember, other Sheni is Asiyah, is Laseis. Tzedakah is only in of what? Of Laseis. Mikra Megillah is Laseis. Al Mishloach Manas, Yikara, Mekuvan Li, is Kish Echad B'Lev Echad. The main thing about Mishloach Manas is not what you give. That's where they went wrong, in making all these expensive packages. When I was a kid, my mother would give me a piece of homemade cake that she made, another piece of little raisins or something, and we sent off a Shalach Manas. Why do I have to make fancy Shalach Manas? Because the inin is the smaller the heart gets, the bigger the box gets. When Jewish hearts were very, very big, then the Shalach Manas could be very, very small. Because the ik of Shalach Manas is kish echad b'lev echad. Now that the hearts are so shrunken and so shriveled and tiny, so the smaller the Jewish heart, the bigger the basket they make. when a Jewish heart was big, then it was enough if you gave a small little thing and the person loved you. And now with all the... Therefore, the Makuvin, by the Tosef Yonim, can't do that. By the Tosef Yonim, you have to give Lamaisa. That's in the second month. Sulu make that. But Mishloach Manis, it is in the heart, how you feel about another person. That's Mishloach Manis, Ish Leveil. That's already by other reason. That's by Prun Katan. That's why, because Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad, that's in the heart. And it's called Yisrael Chaver and Belev Echad. By the Zeli, Yehudim Haisa Arvaz Utar Shabbat Pesh, who Mishta Tamid, the Ramesh Shosu Shesu Beyayim Sech, the Ramesh drink wine. Even though this liquor store is making a drinking celebration, drinking, it says drinking and eating celebration on Purim Katan. There's no Indian of drinking. We don't drink wine. We don't start, God forbid, with that on Purim Katan. It's talking about Yayim Sech, which means Torah Shavuot Peh, the wine of Torah Shavuot Peh. So they're telling people, why don't you close your Gemara tonight, close your front tonight, and come to our liquor celebration to make Purim Katan in the store on Conan Island Avenue. That's what they're saying. Or whatever it is. I don't know. Avenue J. It's not in Baruch Park. It's in Flatbush, by the way. You could sit quietly in your house and tonight and you feel the Or of Hashem Echad and the Lev and the Toiv Lev and Davka through learning. And I was even hesitating to making, even though there's an Inni because it says in the Ramah, so we're making a little thing in Shulva Perm Kot. And I said for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, but I don't want to start also making whole big. Even though the tzaddikim are made, but we're not tzaddikim, we're just simple people. And the ikkah we should be doing tonight is learning. That's the ikkah to do. Zal toiv leiv shliba toiv ein loy, vein loy rak leiv echad, toiv mishta tomid, shamagish ha-yichad Hashem echad, shakula ha-toiv ha-meit. That's the ikkah of Purim Katan. That leiv echad, that toiv leiv, that shma yisrael shem ha-kein Hashem echad, that inyan of what's going to be Mashiach comes, with ha-koil ha-toiv, is kula ha-toiv ha-meit. That's the, that, and Liman Torah to learn more and more, to try tonight to learn more. That's the Ikat Toiv life. Well, Shabbos Shemein Olam Haba, Magish Kol Adam Hanaicha Afkshu Ba'Avayd Hakasha. Commissioner, my name is Shabbos. A person is able to feel that also a little bit of that Menucha, a little bit, a lot. Well, Talmid Chachamim and Talmid Chacham the Dan LeShabbos is, you know that the Talmid Chacham is the beginning of Shabbos. Like we know, they used to call it Shabbos. Shabbos was called Shabbos because Talmud Chacham is a madrega of Shabbos. That means the Talmud Chacham is already holding by Yemais Mashiach like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as Rabbi Shimon was Rabbi Akiva's biggest Talmud. Shazayich and Talmud is Galus Urta Eshva Pei Yechim Lahasik Talmud Yichud Shakul Atayv Ametiv Kamashaher Rabbi Akiva. A Kol Achav Miyisrael B'Shas Kriyishma. And every Jew, when he says Shema, especially when he says Shema with tefillin on, that for that moment he's able to feel that oneness in his heart, that everything is Teiv HaMeitiv, Hashem is everything is good. But on Purim Katan, which is the time of Mechias HaMalik, because really it's a time of Mechias HaMalik. Remember, this is actually when Purim is happening. It was put off, Lismach Gula Lagula. But really, really, we're now holding a year after the last Purim. Really, now is when Amalek was destroyed. L'maisa, this is when Amalek was destroyed. This is when Amalek was destroyed. V'liyas ach leiv toiv yechoyim lahagish ha'yich basimcha b'leiv. U'bezeh shoven yudal shabada yudal b'rishim, yudal shabada ha'sheini, bezeh shesim ha'rama alzeh, v'toiv leiv mishta tamin. And that's why the Rama ends Arachayim and Shulchan Aruch. And he ends the halachas of Purim and Purim Katan with that pasuk from Mishlei, "V'toiv leiv mishta tam." This is a half a piece of it. It was a rush job. I'm sorry, but a little bit of a taste, I think we got. That's right.